And we are joined by our Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet Performance and Power Player of the Game, Carter Collins, coming off a career night. 23 points on 8 of 10 shooting, 7 of 8 from downtown. And for a long portion of that game, you were perfect. I'm sure you had known what you were doing in the course of the game. But this performance tonight, probably as close as you could get to being in the zone from downtown.
Yeah, 100%. Reeves and I got some shots up before the game like we always do, and I was feeling it then, and my teammates just got me the ball, and I just happened to be the one to knock shots down tonight. That's kind of how our offense works. Anyone can, you know, have games like this, anyone on our team. So I was just the guy tonight, so credit to my teammates.
Coach talked about the drill you guys do in practice called Bolts of Lightning. Explain that and how it, you know, what comes out of that and translates to game action?
Yeah, essentially, we shoot threes for like 2 minutes each, and coach is just yelling, just run for the hills. The bolts are coming, and it's really fun because guys just get hot, and you know, it's a fun drill.
Did it feel like you were in that drill tonight?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. Yeah,
it got ruckus on the sideline, so that's good simulation.
Yeah. Well, Carter, you're a senior. You've had, you know, each year you feel a little different role, as everybody does, and this year, what do you kind of see as your role on this team right now?
First things first, just to be a leader and mm-hmm. just someone to be a coach out there on the floor. Got a lot of experience from, you know, being on the bench up until like this point, so I feel like I can use that to my advantage to make sure guys are always ready, and yeah, just being a leader out there, and whatever coach wants me to do, like I'm gonna do it. But first things first, just take pride in being a captain.
Sometimes hitting 7 out of 8 threes is probably pretty tough in pregame, right? I mean, yeah. there are probably days mm-hmm. but it looked like on the third one tonight, like you'd hit 2 in a row, and then on the third one you're like, all right, I'm pulling again. Yeah, straight. Yeah. Pulling right here. Yeah. So take us into that mindset a little bit when you're the guy in the system, and some, like you said, it's different guys, different nights, but when you kind of realize, all right, I might have something tonight.
Yeah, I was just getting open in the rotations of the ball, and I hit my first two, and the rim just opened up, and kind of on that third one, I don't even think I was trying to shoot it. My body just went to the shooting motion. I hit it, and I was just like, okay, let's go. So then I was just taking them when they come.
Our player of the game, Carter Collins, with us. He just talked about, you know, having out-of-body experiences on the court, which is fantastic. Body just shoots the three and drains. I've never been a part of anything like that. We all saw the offense tonight, and one thing Coach said, obviously that was one of the headlines, but he was pleased with the defense tonight as well. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Our second team kicked our butt all week in practice, and Coach was talking to us about being fat and happy. Came off a solid win against UNLV and just trying to maintain that focus. But we wanted to focus going forward on jumping to the ball and getting in our gaps. We run a gap line defense, and I think we focused on that hard in practice this week, and we did a really good job executing that in the game. So I think that's why our defense was really tight and put us in a good position to rebound and, you know, get running.
We only see you a few hours a week in uniform, but I'm pretty sure you don't wear your uniform all the time. You're a student here too at Davidson. Just finished up exams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what? Take us into the mindset of that. You just finished exams, and you have basketball and a little bit of a break from academics. Is there a? Can you catch your breath a little bit? Is it? Or 2020 just gonna be different?
It's not really. You can't really catch your breath. The intensity doesn't go anywhere during practice, during the week. It's nice to, you know, be done with the semester, but it's still a grind, and you almost have to lock in more because you have more free time and getting extra shots and just staying disciplined.
And Justin started to touch on it this year as a whole, and all these protocols. I know we even go to the Maui Invitational. There's an isolation component to that as well. Do you get used to these protocols at some point? Is it now becoming normal as opposed to what we used to know as normal?
Yes and no. That's a difficult question. I wouldn't say it feels normal, but you know, we got this routine going, and We just want to make sure our guys keep following protocols, and we can so we're able to compete every game. So.
And the last one I have for you, Carter, is immediate goals right now for this team. Obviously, to win basketball games, but beyond that, what are you guys trying to really do as a collective unit?
We're trying to just take it one game at a time and control what we can control. And right now, I think we're growing up, and we got really good chemistry, and we just need to manifest that chemistry into just playing, just coming out and competing on every game, just one game at a time.
Well, Carter, thanks so much. It's good to see you. Congratulations on the big performance here tonight offensively and with the team victory.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
So Carter Collins, our Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet Performance and Power Player of the Game. Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet, proud partner of Davidson Basketball. Find new roads on Highway 16 south of Newton and online at earnhardtchevy.com.